afternoon. Today's topic is, do you make a bracha on cantaloupe when it's served at the beginning of a meal? So this is really a continuation of what we talked about yesterday, with some variations. Yesterday we talked about the question of, under what circumstances would one make a bracha on dessert? In other words, our question basically is, the extent of the efficacy of pas to pater all of the other foods. So yesterday we said, does pas pater dessert? The answer was generally no. And today we're going to say, well, what about here where it's not dessert? It's coming at the beginning of the meal. Now let me say, as a disclaimer, both about today's shiur and really yesterday's, that I have a lot of unclarity in this topic. And we'll try to talk out some of the makoros and the svaros together, but I don't know if I feel this way about any of the sugyos, but especially about this. And at the end of this year, I'll tell you what some of the sfeikos that I have are, if it doesn't come out throughout this year. So the first makor is, if you're on your makoros sheets, the Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Gimel. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Vim Koveya Liftan Seudaso Al HaPeros. What about if your main course, basically, is Peros? So this is a very common situation, let's say, with me for Mlava Malka in the summer. So my main course is cantaloupe. It's late at night. I'm not hungry anymore, but I want to wash and have bread from Lava Malka. So my main course is the cantaloupe. So what's the halacha in this case? Now, before I saw the Shulchan Aruch, I would have said it's pashut. Of course, the bracha of hamotzi covers the cantaloupe because it's the main course, like we saw yesterday. Even Rashi would agree over here because it's melafes es hapas, perhaps. But certainly, according to the way we paskin, where it's even basar and daisa and the like, so this would certainly be included. However, apparently it's not so simple. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Have le peros kedvarm habay machmas asuda. Vafilo. So the answer is, the peros are, you don't have to make a bracha on the cantaloupe when your cantaloupe is your main course. Cantaloupe is in the category of dvarm habay machmas asuda, what we called category one yesterday, and therefore you don't need to make a hadama on your cantaloupe. So there are some that say you do have to make a hadama on your cantaloupe. So who says what and why? So the Ri and Rabbeinu Yonah say that even when the Iker Su'uda is on Peros, you must make a bracha on Peros. And the Rush and others, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch thinks is the Ikar Adin, says no, if your Ikar Suda is on Peros, you don't make a bracha on Peros. What's the difference between Peros and potato kugel? Why is it that if it's a cantaloupe, according to the view, the Yesh Omrim, they're the Yesh Cholkim in the Shulchan Aruch, why is it that everybody agrees I don't make a Hadama on potato kugel, so why would I make a Hadama on my cantaloupe? The answer is that peros are not generally something which is a main course, which is there to fill you up as part of the meal. And therefore, even though in this case it is, you still make a bracha. So how do we paskin? So, v'lachein, tov shiyochal betchila me'aperos im apas. Because it's a machlokas, the best way is to go ahead and when you start eating your cantaloupe, eat the cantaloupe with a piece of bread. V'az afilu imacharkach yochal mehem belo pas einam te'unin bracha klal. Everybody would agree that then, even if I continue to eat some of the cantaloupe without bread, then I don't need to make hadam at that point. Haga, v'afal pishenu chozer lebasof lechol imayim pas. I don't go ahead and eat bread at the end of the meal. In other words, I eat some bread with cantaloupe, then I just eat plain cantaloupe till I'm ready to bench. That is fine. Me'achar she'ikar kviyas hayalayhu. Since the ikar kviyas is on the cantaloupe, everybody would agree that's okay. So we paskin mi'ikar adin like the first opinion. However, the Shulchan Aruch recommends following the Yesh Cholkim, which says that pas only covers a main course if this is something which is normally a main course, and therefore, to solve the problem, ideally, what should I do? Go ahead and eat some bread with the cantaloupe at the beginning, and that solves my whole problem. Good. So this isn't our question. But we could be medayek from here to our question. Because let's look very carefully at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. V'im koveya liftan su'udaso al haperos. The only time there's a tzad you don't have to make kadam on the cantaloupe is because that's my main course. I'm koveya liftan su'udasi al haperos. But when you have cantaloupe before a meal, there's no way that cantaloupe is liftan su'udasi. What's liftan su'udasi in that case? The chalent, the kugel, the chicken, the meat, the carrots. That's liftan su'udasi. The cantaloupe before, now we're going to figure out what it is, and that's what I was alluding to before. Why do people have cantaloupe before meal? And that's going to be a very interesting question. That's what I'm not so sure about. But it's certainly not ikur liftan su'udasi. And therefore, if you just looked at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it seems pretty clear, you would have to make a bracha on cantaloupe. So is there any tzad that you don't make a bracha on cantaloupe? So the tzad that's typically cited is based off of a Magen Avram, who quotes Rishonim, that tell us that any time something is being eaten, la'orer taiva, meaning to say to whet your appetite, so that is considered varm habari machmas asuda. Why? Because why am I doing this? Machmas asuda. It's a concept that we're not so used to, but, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to have a taiva to eat the chalent and the kugel. So what am I going to do? Before I start the meal, I'm going to have some cantaloupe, and that's going to be me'orer the taiva to eat lots of chalent and kugel. And in that sense, it's tafel, and it doesn't need a bracha. So let's take a look at the context where the Magen Avraham says that idea, and we'll talk about whether it's relevant here. So the Magen Avraham here is talking about schnapps. And the question is, do you have to make a bracha on schnapps that you have at a meal? Now we know, and we're actually going to have a shiur on this a little later, that generally speaking, we paskin, though there are some Rishonim that disagree, but we paskin that you don't make a bracha on liquids during a meal. However, the reason for that is because the liquids relate to the meal. When you eat, you get thirsty, and therefore the liquids are tafel to the meal, just like the potato kugel is tafel to the meal. That's a simple understanding. We'll talk about in a later share what to do in the case where you're thirsty before you washed. That's a very interesting question. But generally speaking, why is it that people drink while they eat? Because to wash it down, or because I'm thirsty because of the food. So that's true when it comes to water or juice or soda during a meal. But it's not true with respect to schnapps. I'm not drinking these schnapps because I had a piece of meat and now I'm thirsty, so I'm going to have a shot of whiskey. That's not why you have schnapps. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says you should have to make a brach on schnapps during the meal. Now, parenthetically, you might have wondered that you've never seen anyone make a brach on schnapps during the meal. So that's because usually, when do people have schnapps during the meal? On Shabbos. Shabbos, you made kiddush already, so you avoid the problem to some degree. Now, maybe at a later shiur we'll talk about why that's not so pashut, depending on who made kiddush and the like. But we know that when you make a bari priya gafen, that potters all other drinks. Like when you're at a kiddush at shul, you make a bari priya gafen, you have kiddush at shul, you have some wine, you drink some wine, and you make a mizonos on a piece of cake, and now you want to drink a glass of soda. You don't make a shahakal on that soda. Why? We'll get to this when we do this shiur on ikar and tafel, but we assume that the ikar mashke is the wine, and that pater is the soda. Even though the soda is a different bracha, you don't make a bracha on the soda. Again, we'll talk about some of the details a little later. So too, when I made the bracha on my kiddush, that pater is the schnapps. Great. But if you had schnapps during a weekday, so then this would be a question. So he starts off, Magen Avraham Kufayin Dalad Yud Aleph, Mashma D'Yayin Saraf, De'ein Derech L'Shtosu Tamid Lo Chashiv Kibam Machmas Asudav Etzarech Levar Chalav. So L'Chori, you have to make a brach on schnapps. V'af Mi Shiragil L'Shtosu Tamid Bat L'Daito. V'af Im Shoseh L'Fnei Amazon L'Oretayva Samach Alo Adif Mi Perosh Etzarech Levar Chalav. Just like a peiros you have to make, in other words, a cantaloupe before the meal, you have to make a bracha, so two schnapps. V'kolshkein ha-shosin ha-sal b'emtza suda, o achareha, she'eino ba, ela l'chamim ha. It's tumcha, it's to aid digestion in some sort, and therefore it requires a bracha. But then the Magen Avraham says, the Tur and Tosfos both say that if you eat things, or in this case drink things, l'orer ha-taiva, that's considered Dvarim Habayin Machmas Asuda. Now, these diukim are quite questionable, and if we had time to do the sugya properly, we would see that you could be mefakfek on some of his rayos, and the Achron Amar indeed mefakfek on how he learned some of these Rishonim. But for now, we're going to take the Magen Avraham at assume his rayos are good. And he says, you see from Tur and from Tosfos and from other Rishonim, there's a number of Rishonim, that anything that's ba'al la'or ha'taiva is pater, because it's considered varma by machmas asuda, very simply, right? Just like the hamotzi covers the potato kugel, so too, if I'm drinking the schnapps to make me hungry to eat the potato kugel, it's also covered. He says, not everybody agrees to this. If you skip a little bit, aval b'sefer achinach la'ra'a kasav, v'zalim ochel toch suda zayis maliach, Ukyote bo liftoach taiva samachal mevarich lefane v'loy lacharav. Oh, if I eat a salty foods, or cucumber, I mean pickles or the like to make me hungry, then it does require a bracha, so too here. So if I'm drinking schnapps l'ora taiva, according to the Sefer Chinuch, you would have to make a bracha. But then he says, he thinks we paskin like Tosfos, Klal Gadol, he tells us, we always paskin like Tosfos, Leolim paskin ka Tosfos, like the Mordechai says, we're Ashkenazim, we like Tosfos, great. So since according to Tosfos, anything that's La'orer Hataiva is patterned through the Hamotzi, so too, if the Schnapps is La'orer Hataiva, does. But then he says, if you have it at the beginning of the meal, he doesn't think it's La'orer Hataiva, at least for most people, and therefore, if you have your schnapps at the beginning of the meal, you should make a bracha, but if you have it in the middle of the meal, in order to be ma'or, the taiva doesn't. And if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, which is the next source, as well as the Shaar Tzion's, it comes out basically that there are three views, unless you have the super updated Makaris, you don't have this, but it comes out there's basically three views among the poskim. According to the Maharshal, Matamosha, Lechem Chamudos, Levush, and Taz, we don't paskin like this idea of La'orer HaTaiva, and therefore, you'd have to make a bracha on a pickle that's coming La'orer HaTaiva, and you'd have to make a bracha on all schnapps. That's the Mishnah Berurah's analysis. According to the Magen Avraham, it depends. If the schnapps is coming La'orer HaTaiva, then you don't make a bracha, like in the middle of the meal. But if it's not coming La'orer HaTaiva, like at the beginning of the meal, you do make a bracha. And then you have those like the Nishmas Adam and the Taz who say, Da'af betchilas achila balr orer hataiva samachal. The Mishnah Berurah understands this is more of a machlokas in Metzias, that they hold that even things at the beginning of the meal could be orer taiva. So now, what would come out, halach lemaisa, when we apply this to cantaloupe? So if cantaloupe is la'orer hataiva and it's at the beginning of the meal, at least based off of the Taz and the Nishmas Adam, you would have a strong case to make a bracha. However, that isn't so pashut, because according to the Marshal Udi'ime, the first group, there is no such concept of La'or HaTaiva. And moreover, even according to the Magen Avraham, it sounds like things at the beginning of the meal aren't La'or HaTaiva, so quite possibly you would have to make a bracha. It's only according to the Taz and the Nishmas Adam, maybe you would not need to make a bracha. And especially the Mishnah Berurah concludes, since this whole thing is a big safek, you should always make your bracha on schnapps before the meal, just to avoid the shaila. So it's like the chumrah we talked about cookies, you know, it's a chumrah that we like, assuming you like schnapps, but I assume you like schnapps, because otherwise why are you drinking it? So this is a very, very good question. The answer is it's not. We paskin, it's not bracha and it's richa, because when I made the bracha, I definitely need to make the bracha. So it's what we call riboy bracha shalol l'torach. Riboy bracha shalol l'torach is very different than bracha and shricha. Bracha and shricha means this food doesn't need to make a bracha. I make hamotzi, and then I make a hadam on my potato kugel. That's a bracha and shricha. Because I could eat this food, that's the same thing. We'll talk about this. This is, I think, the last year.
Bracha and shricha, like you make hamotzi bench for no reason?
Just listen. This is, we'll be myrich on these points, but this is the Cliff Notes version. Okay? Bracha she'ena tzricha is like I said. I don't need to make a bracha. I make a bari priyetz and have a bite of apple. Then I make another bari priyetz and have another bite of apple. Or I make a bari priyetz just stam and don't do anything. That's a bracha she'ena tzricha. A bracha or bracha levatala. That is a safek deoraisa, according to Machlokas Tosos Rambam. But according to the Rambam, simple reading, it's an iser deoraisa. Then we have another concept called Riboy Bracho Shelo Letzorech. Riboy Bracho Shelo Letzorech means that when I made the bracha, I need to make the bracha. However, I could have avoided that situation very easily. For example, going ahead, I'm about to wash and have hamotzi, but I decide to have a bite of cucumber or a bite of potato kugel before I wash and make hamotzi. So that's not a bracha levatala, because a bracha shein tzricha, because when I made the bracha on my potato kugel, I needed to make a bracha on potato kugel, because I hadn't washed yet. But it's riboy bracha shelo letzorech, because I could have done this more efficiently. I could have avoided making this bracha. Or, for example, I'm planning to eat some more after benching, but I bench, let's assume not dessert, because the main course. But everybody's benching, and I'm still in the middle of my meat. So I say, okay, I'll bench with everybody else, and then after benching, I make shakal and I eat some more meat. That's riboy bracha shelo letzorech. I had to make the bracha, but I could have been more efficient. Is that usher? So it's a big machlokas rishonim. Many, many rishonim don't hold this concept exists. Some rishonim do hold the concept exists. The primary makor is the Gemara in Yoma that talks about kriyas haTorah for the Kohen Gadol. And the question is, why do they roll the Sefer Torah and not bring out a new Sefer Torah? And the Gemara says, according to one answer, that would be Riboy Bracha Shelo Letzorech. And therefore, better to, and then rolling it as a Tircha Detzibura, so he just reads it by heart. That is one of the Makoros. But it's not clear this concept exists. Moreover, even if we assume the concept exists, the halacha is that if it's done to avoid a safek brachos, it's mutter. Why? Very simply, it's no longer shelo letzorech. It's riboy brachos shelo letzorech that's a problem, and avoiding a safek brachos is considered a tzorech. How do I know that's the way we paskin? So I'll just give you one place where the Shulchan Aruch says it. The Shulchan Aruch says that, do you make a bracha on water during the meal? Well, we paskin, you certainly don't. Lav dafka water, but let's say water. Right? We certainly paskin you don't. However, there are some Rishonim that say you do. We'll talk about why when we get to that shir. But they hold that you make a bracha on water. So the Shulchan Aruch, which is basically just quoting the Rosh, says a Yerei Shamayim should make a bracha on water before the meal and avoid the Shaila, assuming you're thirsty. It doesn't work if you're not thirsty. Now, you make a bracha on water before the meal, and that's the frum thing to do. Now, one second, riboy bracha shelo letzorech, because we certainly paskin make a radin that once I make hamotzi, I don't need to make the shahakol. So the answer is, it's not riboy bracha shelo letzorech, because it's letzorech, because I'm trying to avoid a safek brachos. And there, it's not even really a safek. I mean, is it sad? So here too, and this is one of the places where you see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah advises this all over the place. This eitzah, in many, many contexts, where you have sfeikos that arise because you're not sure what's exempt, what's included under hamotzi, and the Mishnah Berurah, here as well, when it comes to schnapps, makes the recommendation that to avoid the question, simply go ahead and make the bracha before the meal. Now, if you're not continuing to drink or eat this food during the meal, then that doesn't work, because then you should make a bracha achrona before you start the meal. But if I'm planning to drink schnapps during the meal, but I'm not sure whether I'm going to make a bracha or not when I drink those schnapps, so then the Mishnah Berurah is very simple. Drink a little schnapps before you make hamotzi, and that solves the problem. And this is very common. This is, again, the best way to avoid the dessert question from yesterday. Let's say, I'll tell you like a good Suffolk dessert. Let's say I go ahead, every day this is my lunch. I have a sandwich and an apple. And the apple isn't like a dessert, you know. It's like not like at a Shabbos meal where I basically eat a whole meal and I'm full myself up, and then I'm full, and then they bring out dessert. This is like part of my lunch, sandwich and apple, but I'm not so sure. Maybe it needs a bracha, maybe it doesn't. I'm eating after the meal, not with the bread. So you could hear it studim lakan u lakan. So an eitz atova is to make your ha'etz on your apple, take a bite, then you make hamotzi, and that's just a safe recommendation. And the Mishnah Berurah says that eitz as well. He, in his discussion on kompot yesterday, we didn't read it inside, that's one of these suggestions. So that is what the Mishnah Berurah. And in the end of the day, by the way, in the cantaloupe discussion, I think we'll get to the end of the day at the end of the day, but I think that's the best eitzah for cantaloupe. Assuming you know it's going to be served, you get to a Shabbos meal, there's already cantaloupe on the table before you wash, have a bite, hopefully nobody will look, and have some cantaloupe before everybody starts, and that is the best eitzah.
After Kiddush.
After Kiddush, correct, after Kiddush. That's the best eitzah. Now, all right, before we get, I'll take your question.
This eitzah would seem to bring in a swake another problem, that when you need to make an after bracha, because you make a bracha on the food before.
You don't have to make an after bracha, because I'm continuing to eat after my bread, after I make my hamotzi. If I ate my whole cantaloupe and then it was done, you're right.
I'm
planning to eat the cantaloupe before the meal and after the meal, then you don't have to make an after bracha. The time that you have to make a bracha chrona is when you're basically done the cantaloupe. That's what I think. Okay. And as I said, this isn't my eitzah. It's the Mishnah Berurah's eitzah. It's the Rush's eitzah. It's the Shulchan Aruch's eitzah. This is a very old eitzah in terms of what to do when you have cases of suffek, things that are potered with pas. Okay. So that's the safe option. But assuming that you didn't take the safe option, and oftentimes you can't, you don't know what's going to be served. You don't know melon's coming, right? You're a yeki. I was wondering what you do if you make kiddush, if you make al natil sidayim before you make hamotzi. Could you do this eitzah? Could you say, we'll talk about this when we get to Hefzik. Could you possibly argue that this is also Litzorech because, I don't know, to avoid it, or no, that's ridiculous. You wash your cantaloupe, and then that's good. Maybe that's not crazy, actually.
Maybe we see a president of Ramadan.
It's interesting. I didn't think about that point. Okay, maybe. So if you have to dip your cantaloupe in some salt water, and it'll really be okay. Okay. So that's our question. So, what's the halacha by the cantaloupe? So, I'll tell you that the Sefer Vizosa Bracha offers the following analysis. He thinks you definitely have to make a bracha. And he says, look, let's think about it. If you go, remember there were three opinions on schnapps. Right? Opinion one, you always make a bracha on schnapps. Opinion two, the Magen Avraham, if you have schnapps in the middle of the meal, you don't make a bracha. If you have schnapps at the beginning of the meal, you do make a bracha. You do make a bracha. Opinion three is maybe even at the beginning of the meal if it's Laura Taiva. Well, according to opinion one, you definitely make a bracha on cantaloupe. According to opinion two, you definitely make a bracha on cantaloupe. According to opinion three, probably make a bracha on cantaloupe. Why? Because it's not Laura Taiva. Give me a break. If you ask anybody who hasn't learned the sugya and learned the Magen Avraham, why you're eating cantaloupe? Do you think anybody would say, "Oh, I'm eating cantaloupe or hataiva"? People don't want to eat so much; they'd be happy to eat less, right? Nobody in the world thinks that. But maybe it's a metzias. So Rabbi Bodner, in his sefer, says he asked experts. I don't know who he asked, and they said it's not true. said maybe by something sour, like what the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah talk about, lemons. They used to have salted lemons or pickled lemons, l'oratayim. Okay? So maybe you could make an argument that grapefruits are l'or hataiva, but things that are sweet are not ma'or hataiva. So that's what the experts say. I'm not an expert, but even without any expertise, l'maisa, again, nobody thinks about this being l'or hataiva. If you ask your mother, why is she serving cantaloupe before the meal? I'm quite confident she's not going to say it's to whet your appetite. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah.
These are called appetizers.
But you could call them whatever you want. You could maybe, but I don't think anyone's machaving to that anymore. In other words, you might know. Wasn't aware of this until you pointed this out to me right now. If you asked me why is it called appetizers, I wouldn't have said it's to whet your appetite, because I only knew of this far from the Magen Avraham and the Rishonim quoted. Now, maybe I have my head stuck in the sand, but I think that if you were to ask typical people why the cantaloupes are being served, they would not say it's to whet the appetite. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I would have thought. So therefore, the conclusion of the Sefer of Zosa Bracha, and he says that this is where Shlomo Zalman said as well, and also Rabbi Bodner quotes it from Shlomo Zalman, that you make a bracha on cantaloupe, maybe not on grapefruit, because grapefruit, maybe l'arataiva, but you'd make the bracha on cantaloupe. Now, why is it brought? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says very simply, why are you eating this? Because it tastes good. This is dessert at the beginning of the meal. This we said, hafchu atamanot. Now, it's not just that the hafchu atamanot, they divide it into two, because you still get dessert usually. But people like sweet things, so, gewaldik. Do it at the beginning and you do it at the end. Why else? So why else would people eat these? So, I think that one reason might be it's refreshing, right? Why do you have a cantaloupe at the beginning of the meal, especially in the summer? It's refreshing to have something. So if that's the reason also, it's nothing to do with the meal. It's refreshing. So, again, I just was taking a survey. That was one of the answers given. So that's another reason. The Rabbi Bodner and the Zosa Bracha do say, in the name of Rav El Yashiv, that you don't make a bracha. So since they don't like the svara, they try to wipe it away. Say, he was talking about at chasana. Not just at a, not an Eretz Yisrael dik chasana, but at a chutz la'aretz chasana. So what do they mean? What I assume they mean is the following. This is not a pashut svara. But what I assume they mean is that they're talking about a shmorg, I assume. And the idea of a shmorg is that at the shmorg they serve lots of things, not just melon, but stuffed cabbage and melon and lots of different things. And at a very fancy meal, so part of the meal, this is almost like a necessary component, is to have all sorts of foods before the meal, including melon, and therefore it's considered dvarma bai machmas suda, because this type of suda warrants having cantaloupe, among other things, before the meal. And therefore, this type of suda. So therefore, the Sefer Zosa Bracha says, but that's not true in Eretz Yisrael, and it's not true at home. Because you wouldn't say, sometimes your mother might decide to serve some cantaloupe before the meal. Sometimes she doesn't. Well, you wouldn't say, a Shabbos meal is ton cantaloupe before the meal. I assume that's the svar they're saying. I don't think it's such a pashut svar, and it doesn't sound like they necessarily have a basis for saying this in Rav El Yashiv, other than, because they don't say he said it, other than they just think it's the only way it makes sense. But that's what they say. Now, there are some other poskim on this topic who are a little less certain. There's a Tshuvas Shevet HaLevi that you have over here in your Makoros. Who says, Imkein v'osim she'ochlem achshav peres lefnei asuda v'karuv she'ochlem lahamshach tayves ha'machal Imkein ein sarach levarech ka'asher he'ir Gam Kvodo, but then he says it's not so pashut. there are some. There's a tshuva from Sternbach over here. You have here. Sternbach says also he has this svar that maybe at banquets and fancy meals you don't make a bracha. He says laniyas daiti besu. Generally, he thinks you do make a bracha, but laniyas daiti besuudos chasana nechshav tochasuda upater shirigilin behu. Then he has a dimion. I don't know what he means. Ukamo yayin b'shabes the yantif deshani shirigilin lishtos. Shumi is referring to the Gemara, which says that usually in a weekday meal you'd have to make a bracha on each cup of wine, but on Shabbos where they bring lots of wine, so you don't. But that's not really comparable, because there you had made a bracha on the wine at the beginning and you expected more. So they're not so sure about it. Now there are a couple other svaros to say it. One svara, but we probably don't accept this, is, because it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, is the Riaz quoted in the Shulchan Giborim and the Balamor, who say that if you know it's going to come, and certainly if it's on the table, then it's included. But it's a little schwer to rely on that, because it's not an opinion that's quoted in a Shulchan Aruch, this view. That if you know it's coming, and certainly it's on the table, then it's included. Now, the best reason to say you don't need a bracha is to say that why do people eat these cantaloupes? To fill you up. Why? Why are you eating it now? I don't know. Maybe it's part of the meal. It's also bala hasbia. And since it's bala hasbia, you could argue that it's covered by the hamotzi. Now, that's what I was saying, that I'm very confused. What exactly is the kavana for eating these cantaloupes? And I think if you ask 10 different people, you'll get a lot of different answers. Some people might say, like Mr. Siegel, it's lower hataiva, and some people might say it's refreshing, and some people might say, like Rishon Mazaman, because it's sweet and it tastes good, and you're reversing dessert to turning dessert into an appetizer. But some people might say that it's to fill you up. Cantaloupe isn't so filling. Okay, it's not that filling, but it's a little filling.
It's like a piece of
fish,
depending on the...
Ah, that's what they're saying. Yeah. Now, I think what all these poskim that we're saying until now, nobody says the svara. So they're assuming... I don't think it's a svara, it doesn't mean, but I'm just saying, all of the poskim that I've shown you, those are the ones that I was able to find, more or less don't say that svara. So they're saying, no, it's not like a filter. Filter fish is a filling food meant to fill you up. Cantaloupe, if you ate 6 pieces of gefilte fish, you would be full. For a while. I mean, it's high calorie, it's protein, it's fat, it's everything. Cantaloupe is not filling. If you were hungry, you'd have to eat a lot of cantaloupe before you would be full. Nobody would ever, except under very unusual circumstances, make a meal out of cantaloupe. And that's because it's not really filling. Now, not filling doesn't mean to say that it can't possibly fill you up. You eat enough of anything with calories, you'll be full. But it's not a filling food. And therefore they held, it's not a filling food, even though obviously it contributes to some degree. But because it's not like a filter fish. Filter fish is a very filling food. It's a very heavy food. Happens to be that we have it as a first course, and we have a little bit of it, so it doesn't fill us up, so we could have more. But it's still a filling food. So therefore that's covered by the pas. That's what they're saying. But it's not so pashat, especially... I asked one person, and they said, no, they have yudafka do it to be healthy, because you want to fill yourself up on healthy foods, so you don't eat so much of the kugel and the meat and the other things. So does that mean it would be pater? Not so clear. The Ritva writes that svara. The Ritva writes that any time you have fruits before a meal to fill you up, you're pater from a bracha. But the pashtus is that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold it that. Because go back to that diuk that we made at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. Vim koveya liftan sudaso al haperos. The only time there's a tzad the bread covers it is when that's your whole thing. But here, this is still not liftan sudaso. It's not the ikker. And therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, sounds like he rejects this far, the Ritva. Yeah?
It's probably for Sunday, they're not going to have a mini course meal. That's what you know. So for example, just a call on Shabbos. Has his appetizer, he has a kiwi and cantaloupe, Amish. So that's in place of fish on Shabbos day. So that's 100% he does it. The kol Shabbos just have another meal. Just have another course.
But that may be because it's refreshing, or maybe it's because it's dessert.
His wife said. His wife said. It's the kol Shabbos to have another.
It's the kol Shabbos to have dessert also. I could divide the things, make lots of courses. Just because it's the kol Shabbos to have riboy courses, it doesn't mean it's coming to fill me up. And it doesn't mean...
You're still hungry at that point. You haven't had anything.
The fact that I'm hungry, and it's clear from the Rishon that's not a raya. Because, just take the grapes in the middle of the meal, right? That the Gemara is talking about. When they bring, right? Itmar, heviu lefneim te'enim v'anavim besol chasuda. En te'unim bracha. Why? Because it's not machmas asuda. That's in the middle of the meal. You're still hungry. You're eating your meat. You're eating your kugel. You're not full yet. The Gemara isn't talking about dessert. If you said the Gemara is talking about dessert, so that's when you make a bracha, but this isn't dessert, I'm still hungry, then your svar would make a lot of sense. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about te'enim and anavim in the middle of the meal. Why? So you have something sweet. Right? Look at Rashi. V'lo l'lafes es apas, dim kein havelu tfeila, v'ein cholik v'davar, shein ton bracha lo l'fan v'lo l'achav, ela l'famim shebalim matekes piv b'soy chasuda b'peiros. Doesn't that sound like what Rabbi Kohn is saying? And so, and that's talking about in the middle of the meal. Kol shekein before the meal. Right. You should say brach. That's what we paskin. You make a brach on peros te'enim v'anavim in the middle of the meal. And I would have said that's what Rashi's talking about. Lematekes piv. That's exactly what this cantaloupe is. Lematekes. If I were guessing, the most... and I said, I'm not so sure because it's hard to know what the metzias is here. But if I were guessing, what's the ikker? It's exactly what Rashi's describing, and it's what Rashi's describing requires a bracha. It's lematik as piv, so you do need a bracha. That's what Rashi's saying. So you do it because it's nice for Shabbos to have a lot of extra courses. I agree 100%. But it's lematik as piv. It's so. But what if you say, no, it's mamish to fill me up? So the Ritva says it, but from the Shulchan Aruch it doesn't sound that way. As we saw yesterday, it's not even so pashut. Again, there's no geras hakasav that even in the middle of the meal, right, like the Shulchan Aruch saying, it doesn't require a bracha. It's just we generally assume that things in the middle of the meal are machmas asuda. But it doesn't have to be that way. Right? Again, the simple sugya in Rishonim is that in the middle of the meal you make a brach on grapes.
So let's say you have a fruit salad in the middle of the meal. So you would have something, you have the oranges thrown into your lettuce. That
taka no. If it's in the lettuce, if it's in the salad, we assume is in the same category of meat than the thing. It's part of the main course. Okay. And it's a little now.
So because it's separate. So it gets.
So when it's separate, it's all the more so. It highlights the point. In other words, again, the Shulchan Aruch, we definitely hold, if you just decide to have grapes in the middle of the meal, lematek as piv, you may ka'etz. That's not a shaila. That's the Gemara. If I have grapes, if I have sweet things as a side dish, so then it's included as part of the meal. But this seems to be, the pashup shot, is that it would warrant a bracha. Again, it's not so pashup, but that's, I think, the simple understanding, and I think that is the majority opinion among poskim. But I asked Rabbi Willig, so he says, no, suffik brachos. Said, why? Well, who says, you know, what's the suffik? Said the Magen Avraham. So he said, but come on, it's not. So I think he sort of tried to say something along the lines of what we were just saying, that it's to fill you up. And it's l'shitaso by dessert, that anything that's coming to fill you up is covered by the hamotzi. So I think that's a chiddush.
What role does das play in any of this? If you know you're going to have an appetizer and you wash das with das,
so we paskin it doesn't matter. In other words, you could have das all you want. If it's not dvarim habay machmas asuda, you don't make a brach. There are some those who say like you. That's maybe the riaz and the like. But we paskin that if it's not machmas asuda, the hamotzi doesn't cover it. Okay, so now what I want to turn to is, okay, so a classical etza is to have some bread with it. Great. So does this work? So here, if you see in the section where it says, does eating a little bread with the melon solve the problem? So here we have the Shulchan Aruch that says, page, there we go, sorry. V'im betchilas achilaso, again, this is Sif Aleph. V'im betchilas achilaso achal peros im apas, uvesof achal ima im pas, afilu im bentayim achal mehem below pas, enem tuunim bracha af lefneim. Now, one second, I don't understand. Didn't he say in Sif Gimel that if you have pas in the beginning, that's enough, you don't need pas at the end? The answer is that it depends what we're talking about. If your main course is the cantaloupe or the grapes, so then all you need to do is eat pas at the beginning. You might not even need to eat pas in the beginning, but even according to those that say that the hamotzi doesn't cover the cantaloupe, that's the main course, if you eat the cantaloupe at the beginning with pas, so then that shows that it's lafes es hapas and the like, and you don't need a bracha. This is talking about basically the case that we are saying. You have fruit salad in the middle of the meal, and this is sort of a side dish type fruit salad, right? It's like the case in the Gemara, peros that are ba'im be'em sasuda. So then, really, they should make a bracha, but if you have pas at the beginning and at the end, that's enough. Because then we see these peros as part of the main course, and like we said, the main course is patred by hamotzi. But if it's not part of the main course, so then it doesn't help. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. If you skip, smugging avram is important, but we'll skip it. It's late. The Mishnah Berurah writes that ach kol ze dafka kshuvu lilafes ban sapas. This is talking about fruit salad that's lilafes sapas velo lekinuach. And l'chora huadin, the law as a refresher course, or kinuach, the beginning of the meal. Dim huvu rak l'kinuach. Af sha'achal iman mixes pas, t'chila v'sof loy mehani. Oh, doesn't work. And therefore, what? And the Shart Zion says, if you look at Yud Gimel, I don't know if you have it, right? He says, d'mash ochal ha'mapas li'olam ein tzarch bracha. So the first bite doesn't need to make hamotzi, doesn't need a bracha. My first bite of cantaloupe that I had with some bread, so I'm potter, and the last bite of cantaloupe. But all the middle cantaloupe, of course I have to make a bracha. Why? Because it's lomach masasuda. It's still lomach masasuda. It's still lakinuach. It's still a refresher course. So what difference does it make that I had bread at the first bite of cantaloupe and the last bite of cantaloupe? Maybe there's a Maria Buhav that holds it this far, but Lamaisa, that's not the halacha. Yes. It's talking about you're having this really as like a side course, side dish. You're having grapes in the middle of your meal, so you want to show. If it's a meal, you only need it at the beginning. If it's a side, it doesn't help. If it's a side dish, then what are you trying to do? You're trying to show that it's the meal, right? And by sandwiching it with bread, you're showing this is really a side dish.
It's what we would call like an appetizer.
I don't know what we call appetizers. but no, side, in other words, this is you have fruit salad in the middle of your meal, right? Somebody shalashidus. Okay, there we go. So hard to know what shalashidus fruit salad is, right? So this is where the Mishnah Berurah says there's a good eitzah. So your first bite of fruit salad, you're having it together, you're eating your tuna fish and your egg salad, and so have some bread with your first bite of fruit salad and some bread with your last bite of fruit salad, and that shows that the fruit salad is really part of the main course, and that's when it's covered by the hamotzi. But when the reality is it's lakinuach, see in that case the reality it isn't lakinuach, but when the reality is that it's lakinuach, then you have to have it both times. So this is very important for desserts. Like we said, if you want to do this eitzah of having bread with it. Oh. So then you asked a gevaldik a question yesterday. He said, okay, so how much bread, according to the Mishnah Berurah, do I need to eat? Maybe I'll have a little tiny bit of bread. The pashtus is that's not going to work. Why? Why does eating bread with it work? So the truth of the matter is, this eitzah of the Shulchan Aruch of eating bread with it is not so pashut. The pashut pshat is that it's a machlokes rishonim. According to Tosus and Arashba, they say that if you eat peros hanachalim ima pas nas and feilu lapas, it's Tosus mem aleph on the base and Arashba there as well. However, the simple reading of the smag and a number of other rishonim is that even doesn't work. The base Yosef tries to say even a smag is going to agree. He says V'yesh ladun im sagi pasgal shu d'lochore yesh lomar d'lo sagi d'b'chi agavno l'mestaber lomar shuhu tal l'pasva adir abachi. When the smag and the rishonim say that if you eat these fruits with pas, it still doesn't help, they mean to say not with the pas. It means you ate the pas first. But if you mamish eat the fruits with the pas, then of course it works. Okay, not everybody accepts the Beis Yosef's reading of the smag, but let's assume the Beis Yosef is right. So everybody's going to agree that if you eat bread with the fruits, you don't have to make a bracha on the fruits. But what's the svara? So let's look at Tosfos. The svara that Tosfos and the Rashba say is because it's tafel lepas. It says, peres hanechal lepas, nasen tfeil lepas, ikr poter satafel. That's what Tosfos says. Ikr poter satafel. If you have a big bite of cantaloupe, you put a little crumb of bread. And why are you eating the bread? To potter the cantaloupe. That's not ikr poter satafel. The ikr is the cantaloupe, and the tafel is the bread, right? There's no gzeres hakasef again. We know, like the last mishnah at the end of the Ketz Mevarchim, there are situations, they might be rare, and we're going to talk about when they exist, but there are situations where bread could be a tafel as well. So if I'm only eating a little tiny shtickle of bread, so, and elamai, and you don't want to eat a big piece of bread, because the whole, this is dessert. That's my whole purpose here. If I wanted to eat bread, I would eat bread. I want to eat cantaloupe. So it's not really a very, very practical etzah to do this. You could do it. It would work. And that's why we saw, in that tshuva we saw from Sternbach yesterday, he says it's not such a good etzah. That's why he says the way he does it for kompot is he has a raw fruit. Because you really have to have it. And so, Baruch Shekivanti, I had this suspicion, but I saw last night in Zos HaBrach, he says the same svar. So then I was saying, oh, so is there a shear? So he doesn't give us a shear. He says, Tzarich liyot kamut chashuva. How much is a kamut chashuva? I don't know. But you can figure it out. In other words, it has to be that the bread is the ikker. Now, that doesn't have to mean it's a majority, right? Bread could be ikker even if it's a minority, certainly the way we paskin. Right, if you take a piece of bread and you dip it in a large, you have a tuna fish sandwich, big thick tuna fish sandwiches. There's more tuna fish than bread. We still paskin. It might be machlokas rishonim, but we still paskin. You make hamotzi, and the bread potters the tuna fish. So it doesn't have to be a majority. But if it's just to be yaitzei zayin, I don't think it's yaitzei zayin. Now, we're a little late on time, but this comes up, this relates to another question, which I guess we'll, Be'ezras Hashem, talk about a little tomorrow. But once we're talking about the fact, are we out of time? We're out of time. Okay, we'll talk about this tomorrow. So, no, it relates to tomorrow's topics. So it's not, it could go in either shear. All right. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.